Hello everyone, we're here with you for the first time in 2023 with another episode of the NCRI Women's Committee Podcasts. This year you can listen to a new podcast every 7th and 21st of each month. Today we bring you the story of one of the courageous women of Iran, a mother of three girls who has been in prison for 13 years without a single day of leave. Talking about political prisoner Maryam Akberi Mondfarid. On December 29, as the world was celebrating Christmas and the New Year, she marked the end of her 13th year in prison for seeking justice for her siblings executed by the Iranian regime in the 1980s. Maryam had been imprisoned in the women's ward of Evin prison until the 9th of March 2021, when she was violently brought out of her cell and banished to Semnan. She is the only political prisoner in the women's ward of Semnan prison that she describes as hell. She sent a letter from this prison.
Born in 1979, Maryam Akberi Mondfarid was arrested on the 29th of December 2009 on the charge of being a supporter of the People's Mujahideen Organization of Iran, PMOI-MEK. She was taken to Evin prison in the middle of the night without a warrant and under the pretext of providing explanations. In her letter, she wrote about that night. Without giving me a chance to say goodbye to my loved ones, they took me to Evin prison to give some explanations and made the ridiculous promise that you will return to your children in the morning. As of December 29th, 2022, 13 years have passed since I was separated from my 4-year-old Sarah and my two 12-year-old daughters on that winter midnight.
Since her arrest, Maryam has been under constant torture and pressure, including the denial of urgent medical treatment. Maryam wrote in her letter, "This is not a story you're reading. It's the true story of the suffering of only 1 out of 85 million, Maryam wrote in her letter. On this side of the bars, in the dark desert of torture and oppression, as far as one can see, even where one cannot see, there is just vileness and brutality."
Maryam Akberi Mondfarid is one of Iran's most resistant political prisoners. Atena Farghadani, a cartoonist and a former political prisoner, described Maryam Akberi Mondfarid as a woman whose resistance was a rainbow of hope for all the prisoners. In another part of a Facebook post, Atena wrote, "What makes Maryam indelible in my mind is her image as a woman who's been serving her sentence for 8 years without a single day of furlough. Whenever I got mad, she came to me and whispered, 'Don't let the cameras record your anger and frustration. Smile.' Whenever it rained or snowed in the small precinct where we're supposed to breathe fresh air, she ran around and laughed passionately."
Here are excerpts from the letter Maryam sent from behind bars. 13 years is a breathtaking battle to pass second by second, counting 13 years day by day, that is 4,745 days, makes a person tired, let alone if she wants to spend 4,745 days one by one in the middle of an unequal battle. This is not a 4,000-page story, but a pure reality of a life under the domination of fascists who imposed it on us while we refused to give in. I wanted to be with my children, what mother wouldn't, but I don't regret it, and I'm more determined to continue my path. I've said this in every formal and informal interrogation session, and I'm happy to repeat it. although I remained away from my children. Seeing their crimes with my own eyes for 13 years has just strengthened my resolve. This is a silent documentary about the oppression of women. One can't bear to hear even one of them, let alone live with hundreds of these tortured symbols and feel their pain with skin and flesh. In 13 years, I saw dozens of children and hundreds of teenagers and young people the same age as my daughters, and I touched them and talked to them.
Three of Maryam's brothers and a sister were executed by the Mullah's regime. Ali Reza Akbari, an MEK member, was executed in 1981. Olam Reza Akbari, also a member of the MEK, was killed under torture in 1985. MEK members Abdul Reza and Ruqiyya Akbari were executed during the 1988 massacre of more than 30,000 political prisoners. Now let's continue to read from Maryam's letter. If you ask me how did I survive in the darkness of torture and exhaustion of time, I say that the blazing flame of faith in my heart has kept me going. Amid loneliness with empty hands, this warm and rebellious flame is what the interrogators want to steal from the prisoner from the first moment of her arrest so that her being freezes and surrenders to the yoke. But I kept it burning for all 13 years with a sacred fury I felt over the tortures I witnessed that pierced my heart. I laughed and made others laugh so I could stand firm, because resistance is our heart. Faith in the cause that my brothers and sister died for. Faith in the path I stepped into, and faith in the clenched fists and firm steps of the young people who are now protesting in the streets against the dictatorship with their lives.
Yes, faith in the innocence and oppression of my brothers and sisters, whom I've never considered dead, they were and are the most alive for me. They grabbed my hand in every moment of my prison time, and now I find them in the streets of Iran. I saw Alireza in the clenched fist of that young man in Naziabad. Ruqiyya stood up to the repressive guards. I heard the voice of Abdul Reza in the continuous cries for freedom by young people in his age. I find Ghulam Reza among the young people who killed under torture. Yes, they wanted to bury and keep them anonymous. But now we see how the brave new generation continues the path of the young people who did not surrender to Khomeini. With the news of every protest and every uprising, this rebellious flame of faith sparks in my heart while I'm among women whose only hope of salvation is to break these iron doors.
And finally, she has a lesson for the young protesters in the streets and a word with their families. To my fearless daughters and sons in the streets, I passionately long every moment to be with you. If you're arrested, don't trust the interrogators. They're not like us. The enemy is the enemy at every moment. Increase your faith in your cause as much as possible. This faith is the only thing that can help you in the loneliness of solitary confinement. I tell the families of the prisoners to ignore the promises, fears, and threats. You can only save your children's lives by having people cry out and repeat their names. No interrogator cares for your interest. Do not be silent. Just cry out. To the grieving families, to every mother who sacrificed her loved one, and to all the brothers and sisters who lost a sibling, I bow to their martyrs and say that I share their grief. I reach out to them from behind bars and vow to stand by them firmer than ever to seek justice. I'm talking about 13 years of non-stop battle, but to summarize it in short, Finally, one day, I will sing the song of victory like the sun from the mountain's summit. Tomorrow is ours.
That concludes our episode. We hope you enjoyed listening to the story of one of Iran's bravest women, and we hope to bring you more of such inspiring stories. To learn more about the women who lead the protests and the movement for freedom and equality in Iran, you can visit our website, women.ncr-iran.org. Our best wishes for happy days. See you again on the 21st.